If he wasn't even a Kennedy, he wouldn't even be relevant. That's number one. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed, and my friend, we're going to revisit some political conversations today. And we're going to discuss what some modern day political issues that I see. And one of them is Robert Kennedy Jr. You know what's interesting to me about him? I can't help but get the sneaking suspicion that he's the Ross Perot of my generation. For those of you who don't know who Ross Perot was, we'll get into that history. I'll give you a little bit of an overview before we dive deep into why I would make such a statement. Ross Perot was the third party candidate who ran in 92 against Clinton and Bush Sr. And people have a mixed bag of opinion. However, according to the research that I've done, I think it's pretty obvious that he ended up costing Bush the election in 92. Now, I don't like the idea of American dynasties, so don't get the mistaken impression that I love Bush and all this kind of stuff. First of all, I was a young kid when Bush was in office before Obama. I really only remember Obama. I mean, I'm not that old. I remember Obama and Trump, and that's really about it. But that being said, when I look at the 2024 election, first of all, you know, how cynical do I want to sound here? I'm gonna lay it all out on the line here. I don't personally believe that the elections that we have in this country are always representative. People would have you believe that the last election was the freest, most uninterfered with election in world history, minus, you know, Trump and whatnot. But considering I love my YouTube channel, I'm not gonna go into extensive detail about what I would like to say about that. What I will say is this: the system is set up to be checked by the system. And just like we found out with Iran with their nuclear projects, in case you've forgotten, I worked with nuclear weapons in the US military. The Iran nuclear deal has proven to be a disaster. We allowed them to check their own plants, and now guess what? They now have the capacity to build a nuclear weapon, allegedly. So, if that says anything, I think it should tell you that the government will do what's best for the government. And so, when it comes down to the elections, there was a reason why the states wanted the power to facilitate the elections, not the federal government. But when it comes to RFK Jr., if he wasn't even a Kennedy, he wouldn't even be relevant. That's number one. But let's go into looking at... So let's look at some of his policies, shall we? I pulled up his website. It's right here. Kennedy24.com/policies. Let's read some of what he says he stands for, shall we? Economy. People who work hard should be able to afford a decent life. What the hell does that mean?
What?
What in the world is that? Let's look at it, shall we? What does it say here? Cost of living. Oh, and they have someone sleeping out of their car. Right, because he's totally slept in his car before. Alright, let's read what he says. This is the guiding principle of one of RFK Jr.'s economic policies. This is what it is found on his website. It says, it's hard to believe that once upon a time a blue-collar worker with a high school education could support a family, take vacations, and even save for retirement. Well, I mean, it's not that crazy when you consider that the economy has changed so radically within the last 80 years since World War II. I mean, did we pretend like the first and second and third waves of feminism never happened? Look, okay, I'm so glad that people are saying, I'm gonna pause for a second on that issue. I am so glad for social media. You wanna know why I'm so glad for social media? I'll tell you. Because there are people who are saying the same thing as me, that I find them every once in a while. Not often, but sometimes. And one of those is the fact that feminism was a psyops. It was a complete fabrication. Just like the missionaries in Hawaii, the feminists came to do good, and they did very well indeed. Just look at now how much tax revenue is collected, how much the children have been indoctrinated. I did a whole show yesterday. Actually, it'll have been this morning. I'll be releasing it this morning. Called the Useful Idiot Program. And in the Useful Idiot Program, I correlated the Winter Soldier program of the MCU to the modern day indoctrination that every single man, woman, and child goes through in this country, whether it's through education, entertainment, social media, news, everything you could possibly imagine. It all goes back to the key phrases. I'll give you a little bit of a summary of what I talked about. And the reason I'm bringing it up is because it's very important to when you look at these policies that these politicians or prospective politicians put forward, you need to understand why they use certain language and where it comes from. It's not just something they think sounds nice. No. They are using this because they know it will trigger anybody with the last name Kennedy, Bush, Clinton, and I can use other ones, but I value my YouTube career, because they're not exactly free speech. But what I will tell you is this: we need to look between the lines and see who owns the parent companies, who pays for the politicians' campaigns, who has been in office multiple times through multiple generations, who has their fingers in different areas, and you pick up what I'm putting down here. Maybe I'm being too subtle, I don't know. But when it comes down to it, we are all fed certain keywords. Trump, LGBTQ, feminism, right to choice, early terminations of pregnancy, love is love. You see, there are these key phrases that immediately when you want to question, people will rebut you on instinct. Not necessarily because they thought it through, they've done all this research and whatnot. It's because they almost like, you know, remember when you used to go to the doctor and they would like tap behind your knee and then your knee would kick up? That's what people will do when you mention certain things in society. The average normie out there, the average know-nothing moron who all they care about is what Taylor Swift is doing, what the score of the ball game was yesterday, what Kim Kardashian did on her last episode of her dumbass show. All of these people, they don't actually look up what they believe and why they believe it. They just believe things because they've been indoctrinated to believe it. So when you talk about certain, like the border, for example, or you talk about the rights of people who are not normal, per se, the Rainbow Rider community, when you bring up these things, they will instinctually take the side against you. Not because they're scholars, not because they've done all these issues, but because they were fed sound bites, because they were given fraudulent statistics, inflated numbers, all these things, and they will just react to it. Same way that Bucky Barnes, the Winter Soldier, reacted to words spoken to him because he was conditioned by Hydra to believe that to become the Winter Soldier after key words were given to him. The average Gen Z millennial, even some of Gen X, As soon as I'm given certain keywords, they turn into social justice warriors. Not all, but most. So when we go back, let's go back to Robert F. Kennedy Jr. real quick. Let's go back to his policies and his website. When he brings up why blue-collar workers were able to education, people want to have everything for free. They want to pretend like all of these mistakes that we've made by electing these politicians and by falling for the psyops of feminism and being able to tax the other half of the population, we want to pretend like that just should go away. It's not going to go away. Let's continue with what he says here. He says, technology has made our productivity many times higher, so why is life poorer? Well, you kind of answered your own question. People don't need to work anymore because they have AI. Why do you think billions of dollars are being invested in artificial intelligence? You think the robber barons of a bygone era who used, basically invented the conveyor belt and mass production? You think they hired people and paid them fantastic wages? Of course not. They hired people for as little as they could to produce as much as possible. That's how profits are made. Profits are made off of low-paying or free labor. That's how every profit in the world has been made. Cheap labor and or free labor. And AI is the new free labor. You pay a one-time cost like people used to do back in the 1800s and the 1700s in this country. They pay a one-time cost, and then the people work for free. Or in this case, the AI works for free. They are the new wave of free work. So you can let's pretend like you're a business in California. What are you gonna do? You're gonna pay someone $20 an hour to flip a hamburger, or are you gonna build a robot that could work for the next 20 years, repair itself, never have to take a break, who can then flip burgers for you and not complain, not get sick, not need vacation, nothing, not need health care, nothing. Why in the world would you do that? So you kind of answered your own question there. He says, why is it not richer than in the 1960s? Well, duh, I just answered that question. What's next? Why do people just accept that life will slowly get worse? Because that's usually what happens. I don't know what else to tell you. Oh, he doesn't accept it. Okay, well, let's see. How is he going to fix the problem? I can't wait to hear this. We can restore the American middle class by reversing the missteps of the last 50 years. Okay, you have my attention. How are you going to do it? A massive military machine has nearly bankrupted the country. Well, that's kind of true, but it's more because we are constantly getting involved in conflicts that have nothing to do with us, which if you read the Articles of Confederation. Wait, no, it's the Articles of Confederation, I'm pretty sure. Yeah. You read the Articles of Confederation, you read the U.S. Constitution. If you read these documents, the Federalist Papers, if you read these, you would understand why the Founding Fathers, and I don't want to sound like a broken record here, they were against getting involved in foreign wars. Rampant corruption in Washington. What, is he pretending like he's gonna do something about the corruption in Washington? He's a Kennedy! He is Washington! What are you talking about? You are Washington! God, everybody's going on... Oh, Trump got elected on saying that we should get rid of Washington corruption. Maybe I can do it too. Oh, my land. Okay, I'll actually read what it says. Rampant corruption in Washington has put corporations in charge. No kidding. It's always been that way. Enriching the wealthiest. You mean like you? You're a Kennedy. Okay. I'm gonna continue. Wealth inequality in the country is at a 100-year high. No kidding, of course it is. First of all, wealth inequality. That's another key term that we just talked about to activate people's social justice warrior programming. More than 60% of Americans live paycheck to paycheck. That's mostly their fault. They are paying for things they can't afford, putting things on credit like they did back in the 1920s that led to the Great Depression. With no savings. That's exactly what led to the Great Depression. Excess credit and not enough money in the system. Take-home pay after inflation and taxes has fallen 9% since Biden took office. I love how he's pretending like he hates Biden. Under the Biden administration, the price of the average home has risen over $250,000 to around $400,000. Uh-huh. And mortgage rates have more than doubled. Yeah, you would thank the Federal Reserve for that. Rents have followed that, which is actually not terrible, by the way. I know that everybody wants the rates to go down. You actually don't, and let me explain why. Because the minute they do, corporations like BlackRock and Vanguard and all these other corporations will buy them up in a heartbeat like this, and you'll never get to buy any, just so you know. Rents will have followed the trend, no kidding. I love how he pretends like he's for the little guy. He's a Kennedy. He is Washington. You know how many Kennedys have been president or been in Congress for the last 50 years since the 1960s? Unbelievable to me. Here's what Kennedy will do. Oh boy, here we go. Here's how he's gonna fix the problem. Y'all ready for this? Here it is. Raise the minimum wage. Oh, we're gonna fix inflation by putting more money into the system because that totally worked.
Oh, hell no!
They're not off to a great start. Okay. Prosecute union-busting corporations. Oh, he's for the unions! Oh, good. Because that's totally what we need. More unions. Expand free... This guy's a socialist. Freeze childcare. So instead of reversing feminist policies, we're going to just pay for free childcare. In other words, we're going to raise your taxes. Again, that's what he's saying. We will raise your taxes. This will cost the government billions of dollars. This will not be free. You should read this free childcare to millions of families as I will raise your taxes. Drop housing costs by $1,000 per family. Okay, I don't know how you're gonna do that. Are we gonna talk to the Federal Reserve? Cut energy prices. Support small businesses. Oh boy, okay. He's kind of trying to pick from both sides here. This is interesting. All right, let's see. What is he gonna do next? Secure the border. Oh my goodness. Secure the border and bring illegal immigration to a halt, you say? So that undocumented migrants don't he's just kind of cherry picking. He's just saying, hey, guess what, guys? I'm gonna ride exactly down the middle here. Where was his... I heard he had something on... establish addiction healing centers on organic farms. Okay.
I love the poorly educated.
That's interesting. Make student loan debt dischargeable in bankruptcy. Oh, let's pander to the women vote because statistically women have the highest amount of student loan debt. I know you don't want to hear it, but it's true. Let's see, what else you got here? Let's go to back to, okay, here's why I say that Ross Perot lives on in RF Kennedy Jr. Let's look at this. So it's been, here's the article. Articles from Spectrum News 1. It says, it's been written and said many times that Ross Perot cost George H.W. Bush, that's why I said Bush Sr., the 92 presidential election. It says that Perot took 19% of the vote, and then Clinton won with 43% of the vote. So you have to understand that a lot of political scientists, they disagree on this topic. But let's look at what they say. As Bush walked into his re-election bid hobbled. During his first term, the nation was in the grips of a recession. Sound familiar? But Bush said his classic, read my lips, no new taxes. A campaign promise that he ended up breaking by raising taxes, so not good. In 1998. During the 92 election, Clinton was battling personal scandals. Oh, big shock. That doesn't stop. While his party fought out a tough primary race. course he threw a wrench in the whole mix. Let's look at this. It says Clinton won with 43% of the vote. Bush racked up 37% of the vote, and Parole pulled 19% of the vote. So Bush lost by 6%, and Parole pulled 19%. Of course it wasn't all Republican voters like they're pointing out here, but I can guarantee you it made up for that 6% that Bush lost. I guarantee you it was mostly his votes. See, but here's the interesting part. We look at today's election in 2024. The election between Trump and Biden, which is most likely what it's going to come down to. Of course, I have my own theories on what might happen between now and then, but that's most likely going to be what it's turning out to be at the current moment. Both Trump and Biden have their own issues. Number one, that Trump is always in legal fights because of people don't like him because he's not one of the establishment. And then we have Biden, who's never had a private job in his life, from what I can look at. He's a professional liar. He's never really done anything of actual renown besides be a puppet. And so people are torn here, and that's, I think, why RFK Jr. is picking up steam. It's not so much that he is great, but that he is coming in at the right time when people are tired of the current political system. They're tired of people giving them the same garbage. And let's go back to read some of his policies to kind of close out the show, because I think it's very important. All right, let's look. Housing. He says, the dream of home ownership is slipping away. This is true. All right, environment. He says, clean it up. We're going to unite Americans around safe and healthy food, water, clean air. Okay, so he cares about the environment. Good. I'm glad. That's actually really good. Okay, honest government. Well, if that's not an oxymoron, I'd like you to tell me what is. For the people, we are going to remake public institutions to serve the public. Mm-hmm. Okay, sure. Heal the divide. RFK Jr. says he will lead the country towards an ethos of respecting dialogue and reconciliation across divisions. Is that right? Well, that should be interesting. I doubt it. Everybody says they want that to do that, and the first thing they do is something that's gonna divide people. But all right, bring it home. He says he will end foreign wars, bring home the troops, and devote the freed up resources to revitalize America. Again, I'm not really sure what that means. In other words, what? You're not gonna spend as much money on the military? Is that what you're saying? The border. He calls it a humanitarian crisis. So it's not an invasion, it's a humanitarian crisis. So, what are you gonna build a wall? Probably not. All right, restore our rights. He says he will end censorship and surveillance. Oh, really? I highly doubt that. Reduce incarceration. Does that mean you're going to actually change laws or just do what Joe Biden does, which is just not throw people in jail? Not prosecute. Not enforce the laws that Congress has, which is the entire job of the executive branch. And respect the rights and dignity of all citizens. What does that actually mean? Again, this is the kind of garbage that gets people excited because it could mean everything and nothing simultaneously. Civil rights. He says he believes that the current situation is the result of unhealed legacies of racism in the country. Oh, in other words, he's pandering to the African American vote. Okay, thanks. He's a, what are you gonna do? Promise reparations? What are you gonna do? Okay, Native Americans. He says RFK Jr. inherits from his father a deep commitment to improving the lives of Native Americans. Okay. Time has come to reverse America's economic decline. Veterans. Okay, well, I'm a veteran. What are you gonna do for us? Embraces the sacrifice made. Oh, great. That, in other words, nothing. Okay. Higher education. The higher education system is trapped in a vicious circle. Oh, in other words, it's run by a bunch of commie bums who only like commie bums. Yep. Uh-huh. Sorry, I'm really thirsty. I drink a lot of water normally. This show's a little longer than most, but I'm liking this show, to be honest with you. RFK Jr. is going to transform. Ooh! Ooh! Transform. So radical. The existing AmeriCorps program to offer a new option to young people who want to gain skills. Again, what does this actually mean? Can anybody actually tell me what this means? Oh, labor. In other words, oh, I support unions, of course. Let's see. What do I run into? We'll dive into one more and learn more from what policy. What policy should we do? Let's go to the border. Let's see what he's got to say. I can't wait to see this. This should be good. Sees the situation as on the border as a humanitarian crisis. Yeah. The crisis that has spread beyond the border as a flood of migrants, you mean illegal aliens, has overwhelmed the resources. Uh-huh. The suffering of the migrants, the hand of the drug cartels, traffickers. Yeah. Oh, I get it. What? They're all victims. Okay. Okay, how are you gonna fix the problem, sir? He's gonna end it by starting with an immediate cause, an uncontrolled border. He seals the border. Oh, he's promising to seal the border. The administration will enact deeper reforms, which is what? To stem illegal immigration in the long term. How, Rob? How are you gonna do it? Again, how? Where does it get down to the where? Where does it get down to? Okay, pursue the following policies. Okay, tightening the border to regain control. He says he will use technology that was installed at the border. Oh, in other words, he's going to use cameras and lights and motion detectors. He's not going to... Oh, physical barriers. Oh, you mean like... There is no need to build a wall. Oh, okay. So no Game of Thrones wall. No, we're gonna get cameras and lights and motion sensors. Oh boy. Wow, that's really good. Oh, in other words, I'm not gonna do what Trump did. I'm just gonna like steal his idea and run with it. Oh, that's nice. We have the technology to prevent people from getting through undetected, and we can control the border. We have the technology. We can deploy the personnel. All we need is the will, says Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Oh my goodness, who buys this garbage? Oh, in other words, I'm gonna stick cameras on the border and stick some guy in there to watch and be like, I don't see anything. Oh, there's a motion sensor. Oh, it was probably a coyote. Don't worry about it. Asylum claims. Oh, here we go. We have to fully fund court services and border agencies to allow lawful immigration in accordance with the United States law. Okay. Okay. Fewer than 15% have been approved. Oh, in other words, we want to appoint more judges so we can get more hearings, so we can give more immigrants a chance. How about instead of all this immigration, what we actually do is say, hey, you know what? We've enacted policies that are hurting the families in America. We're not gonna fix the gynocentric court system. So so that we could actually produce a birth rate of our own in this country. No! No, that would be ridiculous. Instead, what we're gonna do is we're going to just import all these people who are gonna vote for us, hopefully, depending on how much we pander to them, and they'll replace our numbers and work for free, basically. Ugh.
I feel bad for these people. I really do.
Because all they're going to do is figure out what a lot of us have figured out, which is the government doesn't care about you. They'll promise you the moon without really promising you anything. And all they're going to do is vote Democrat, most likely, because they're the ones who are going to pander to them the most and give them free stuff at your expense, you being the taxpayer. Well, a lot of their voters don't actually pay taxes, but we'll ignore that. My friends, this is why I say that RF Kennedy Jr., in my estimation, is the Ross Perot of our time. Because he's picking and choosing from both sides, mainly trying to undermine Trump, in my opinion. Or at least he's pretending like he's going to undo Biden until they offer him a good deal. And then he's going to just try to kneecap Trump and take him out. But my friends, let me know what you think. Do you think I'm out of line? Do you think I'm right on the money? Let me know what you think. I look forward to hearing about it. I encourage you to do your own research, question what I told you today, not just take my word for it. But I look forward to hearing what you have to say. I'm out of here. Peace.